this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Pasture leasing should benefit both parties. The landowner gains someone utilizing acreage that may otherwise be abandoned, someone around that can see problems arise and take conservation action, not to mention some cash flow. The tenant gains land usage without the risk of purchase and taxes, allowing their livestock or haying operation to be expanded. For all oral agreements, and unless noted in a written agreement, the deadline to change contract terms or notify either party of termination is quickly approaching. In Kansas, the deadline is 30 days before March 1st, so with 2024 being a leap year, all notifications have to be complete by January 31st. Written agreements with an ending date do not have to follow this deadline. All renewal and termination dates should be spelled out clearly in a written and signed agreement. When writing a contract, include which party will be responsible for maintaining fences and watering systems, monitoring the pasture condition, who will be providing care for the livestock. There are sample contracts available at each extension office for you to customize to your situation. A written contract with an ending date will help tremendously to keep everyone on the same page, and if one party becomes unavailable to fulfill the agreement, then family members have clear expectations. The ending date is important, giving the landowner and tenant a predetermined time to review and either terminate or renew. It's advisable to do a pasture walk or drive, so both parties are aware of pasture conditions. Specifically, but not limited to, forage quality and quantity, debris accumulation, fence conditions, water availability, and other such factors. Acts of nature happen without notification. These situations should be discussed at the beginning of the arrangement. Setting pasture rent on a per-acre basis or a share of gain basis gives an incentive to the livestock owner to stock heavily. The landowner, on the other hand, may desire a light stocking rate in order to preserve pasture quality. It's in the interest of both parties to develop a lease agreement that achieves maximum economic return to all resources while maintaining the grass stand and quality. Determining rental rates is not an exact science. Local supply and demand, anticipated conditions, and even long-standing relationships impact rental rates. Other influences on rate can be forage quality, stocking rate, or length of grazing season. Cash leases are probably the most used in Southeast Kansas, either on a monthly, seasonal, or yearly basis. Share agreements may be a more equitable way to calculate rental rates, but does require more number crunching and record keeping. When profit sharing, both parties manage risk and gains. The key is to understanding the input values to calculate income sharing. Decision tools are available to help determine the values in your exact situation. Regular communication during the year can better position the parties for handling unexpected circumstances and maintaining good working relationships. To learn more about pasture leasing, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.